a special edition of Straight Talk, a conversation with the chief, featuring Long Beach Police Chief Anthony Batts.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. The land of freedom is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner, call on glory. Let us join our fellow man.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Long Beach Magazine, coastal living, city style. This special edition of Straight Talk, a conversation with the chief, is brought to you in part by Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted you're joining us for tonight's show. Our guest for the entire show will be the Chief of Police of the Long Beach Police Department, Anthony Batts. Chief, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Art. It's always good to see you.
I think it's the chief's sixth visit here as chief, and many times before that during his 26-year career with the police department. By the way, we have our new set that the crew laboriously put together. Let us know what you think of it. Please email us at art@straighttalktv.com. Chief, crime statistics about to be released. What's the story on crime this past year?
Well, you know, Art, I have to say, during the tenure I've been chief, I've had the pleasure of four straight years in, and we've had a crime reduction in our city. Our city has continues to get safe. This year, we had a little hiccup. We've had an increase of total crime, approximately 4.8%, which basically means, in raw numbers, we've had roughly 1,000 more incidents of crime than what we've had in the prior year. And most of those incidents are not the violent crime category; those things that have the citizens most concerned. A lot of them are popping up in property crime.
Okay, so on the serious things such as murder and aggravated assault, we've had some improvement.
Oh, absolutely. We've had a reduction in our rate of homicides that occur in our city, or as we can say, categorize as murder. They have dropped consistently every year. And the thing that citizens have to remember is that the city's population is increasing every year. But the crime is decreasing, with the exception of this year. But we do have good news. At the beginning of 2008, we're seeing those dramatic drops again. So hopefully we'll go on another series of 4 to 5 years of straight reduction in crime.
So the January figures look pretty good.
Absolutely. We're looking at, I believe it's roughly a 7.7% overall reduction. And in the violent crime category, we're seeing, or part one, a reduction of 2.9%. And any murder that has occurred, and we've had 8 murders, unfortunately, in the first 2 months, we've cleared those by arrest. So those who have committed those crimes, we've put them in jail and brought them to justice.
And I attended one of those high-profile press conferences that there was no doubt about the commitment of both the mayor and yourself that if there are people do bad things in this town, we're gonna come after you.
Absolutely. Part of what we've tried to put out as a philosophy over the years is that if you do a crime in this city, whether you live in Covina, whether you live in, let's say, San Diego, wherever, we will go, we will track you down, we will kick in your door and drag you out of your bed and take you to jail. And we have a commitment on that. And what you see out of those news conferences is that when acts do occur, and I hopefully they don't, But if they do occur, we will track you down. We will bring you to justice.
Amen to that. Response time, a very important indicia for the public. Where do we stand on response times for the more serious type of incidents?
For large cities over the population of 100,000 people per residence in a city, the norm is about 9 minutes for priority one, 9 minutes to get there. Long Beach Police Department does 4.5 minutes. So we're probably one of the fastest, if not the fastest, large city to respond to emergency calls in the state of California. That's our red badge of courage. We put that up and we let people know that in this city, when you pick up a phone and you have somebody breaking into your house or some crime is being committed of a heinous level and you say, I need a police officer, we get there faster than any large agency in the state.
That is so important.
Absolutely.
So important. Let's talk about staffing. You have about 1,020 officers right now. The mayor campaigned on a promise to bring 100 more police officers in during his first 4 years in office. You probably would agree that we need more manpower to fully make the city as safe as we want it to be. Where do we stand in that goal of 100 more police officers from the time of the last mayoral campaign?
Well, it's not just the fact of 100 more police officers, and I have to applaud the mayor because he's extremely supportive of the Long Beach Police Department, and you see us in the news conference. He's standing tall next to me when we're doing those conferences. When we had officers Wade and Yap seriously injured in a shooting, he was at my side, at their bedside. He's always been there, so I have nothing but praises for the job that this mayor is doing, and our last mayor, too. What we've tried to do within the organization is actually not just looked at growth, but look at how do we do force multipliers. We've worked with the city auditor's office to bring the auditor in with the PFM company to look for more efficiencies that we've done within the organization. The mayor has gotten out front and pushed Prop H, and Prop H is where we've had 14 more police officers added to our ranks, as well as the fire department getting a new engine company.
That was the increase in the oil revenues, Prop H?
That's right, and we're very proud of that, and we like to tell the residents on a regular basis, this is where your money is, and so we've done news conferences along those lines. The mayor has pushed very hard to add more police officers in the port. We have 5 more additional police officers there, and he's pushed very hard to have 5 more police officers at our airport, so we have that process going on too. So we're making progress that way. We're taking our efficiencies with the PFM and auditors study. We've added more police officers, and we're maximizing force multipliers. Another thing, and what I mean by that is that we have a new product called a license plate reader that when you drive down the street, this license plate reader reads all the plates on the street, whether you're going past officers, in front of the officers, or parked cars. It picks up all lanes of traffic, and it scans immediately, and if it's a stolen car, if you have 5 or more tickets, if you have any outstanding warrants, it clicks on and lets us know immediately. So you don't need as many police officers because we're using these other forms of automation to address. Do we need more police officers? Of course, we'll always need more, but the question is, can the city afford more police officers?
Okay, once again, where do we stand on the increase that the mayor talked about for 100 more police officers? Are we at about the same level as when he took office?
No. Off the top of my head, I don't recall where we were when the mayor took office at this time, but we have steadily increased. I talked about the 14 officers. I talked about the ones at the port and airport. So we are continuously growing, and I think his promise was to continuously fill those numbers, and we have started going that direction.
So you would share that goal of the growth for 100 more officers?
Well, I think where that was picked up from was a presentation I did probably about 4 or 5 years ago in front of the city council.
Well, then you'd have to agree with yourself.
Oh, I'd have to agree with myself. I think you need to grow because the city continues to grow. The population continues to dramatically go up. If you look at downtown and you look at downtown visioning project, you'll see the amount of growth and high rises that we have. So we don't have a choice with the city.
Okay, we'll be continuing our conversation with the chief. First, I have to pause for these messages. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these commercial messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of LaserFiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with LaserFiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back continuing our conversation with Chief Batts, Chief of Police for the City of Long Beach. You referred in the last section, Chief, to an audit that was done by the city auditor of the police department. Public safety, as most of our viewers know, between police and fire, consume over half of the city's general fund budget. So it's not inappropriate to do an audit, not looking for money that's disappearing, but just seeing how efficiently the police department is doing it. And there hadn't been an audit in some 15 or 16 years. So was that a useful exercise that you went through with the city auditor's office?
Well, yes, and short answer. And it wasn't done on the police department. It was done in cooperation with the police department. And I opened doors, and I was very happy with them coming in and taking a look at our organization. And we've been audited probably every 5 years, so it hasn't been 15. Okay. When Gary Burles was there, he did a good job of coming in, and that just reinforces to our public if we're doing the correct things. And the things I was extremely happy about is when they came in is that they said, Chief, we'd like to take a look at your organization, and before we do anything, we want to tell you and get your permission. And I said, don't ask me, just go ahead and take a look. If you want to see something, go in there and meet with that division head. And you know what they ended up doing is when they came back, they said, we'd like to try this thing, but you're already doing it. We'd like to try this, but you're already doing it. So most of the ideas that they came up with, this organization had been doing, and they were going to use us as a benchmark and a model to other police departments. And then for the 12 initiatives that they came up with were not so much things that we needed to change, but they came up with revenue generators, enhancements to the revenue and ways to gain money. But as far as the management and running of the organization, they were very complimentary, and they said that in front of the city council. So it was a good experience.
Let's talk for a second on another subject, media, police policy. Read the media. There was a recently publicized trial and conviction of a journalist who crossed a police line in connection with the Galaxy fire, and that raised the question of access to fire scenes, access to crime scenes by the media. What is the policy of the Long Beach Police Department with regard to giving media access to a fire scene or a crime scene?
Well, beyond the policy, I want to talk about our philosophy for the organization. One of my jobs early on in my career in 1990, Chief Ellis put me in charge of community relations and media. And so what I did is revamped our entire system from 1990 to change an organizational culture to be very open to the media. And as I've become chief, that's the same concept that I have, because the media needs to look inside police organizations. It helps us to garner public trust with our public and to be transparent and to be open. So my philosophy with the media is that we have nothing to hide. When I became chief, I moved from having two press information people to having five. And my purpose with that is to be completely open with the media. There's never been a chief who's sat down with the media. I sit down with the media on a quarterly basis. All the local press come in. They ask me any question that they want. I spend as much time with them answering every question. If I don't have to answer, we follow up. So our philosophy is to be transparent. Our philosophy is to be open. I just had the publisher of the district come in yesterday, and we just spent an hour just talking. And nothing on the story. He just wanted to know about a series of things, and I shared all that information with
him. You're not going to be on the cover next month, are
you? I hope not. and it was a very very collegial conversation. And so that is the philosophy that permeates.
So bottom line, you don't view the media as the enemy. You view them as an asset that you can help.
Not only an asset, but allies and a way to get information out to the public. Mr. Beeler, I've known for a number of years, and I don't want to really discuss that because I have no issues with him. And it's unfortunate any time you have a conflict of that type. I don't think it does either entity any good. It doesn't do the media any good. It doesn't do us any good. So I hope that we go forth and that we heal any wounds and that we ensure that we have a good partnership in this city with all media outlets, including you, Art.
And as mentioned earlier, you've been our annual guest now for 6 years,
yes,
and on
sir.
Many times before that. So,
and you always ask me these tough questions, too. So, and you see that we answer anything that you bring up, and that's the philosophy that I like to have that permeates this organization.
Well, I think one of the important principles of government vis-a-vis the press is accountability and responsibility. You people who are in appointed or elective office have a responsibility and accountability to the people that pay your salaries and
absolutely.
Who put you there. So, amen to accountability.
Absolutely. And let me just give a clarification at media. You were talking about fire scenes. Anytime you have a natural disaster, the media has a right to go in anywhere in a natural disaster. I'm talking about earthquakes, major fires, things along those lines. Where they don't have access to all the time is crime scenes. And if you have a person who may be the victim of a crime or a murder, the media does not have access. But what we try to do is to provide them entree where we can guide them so they can see and so they are aware of those things. And I think some of those things came into conflict at the fire scene where you had a dead body when Mr. Beeler was there, who was trying to get another picture and then had a confrontation based on that.
Fair enough. Okay, we'll be continuing the conversation. You won't want to miss our next segment with the chief.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
It's time to celebrate Southern California. Time to relive 25 years of Champ Car Racing at the 34th Annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, April 18th through the 20th. The party starts with six races, including the final Champ Car Race, Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, Drifting, and the American Le Mans Series. Plus, Pennywise in concert, robotic cars, and a free expo spotlighting renewable energy sources. Get your tickets today. This is one party you don't want to miss.
Welcome to Morey's of Naples. Morey's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Morey's.com to get the latest information. Morey's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
Welcome back. Continue your conversation with the chief. And the chief, you and the other chiefs were recently saluted at a centennial of police chiefs.
Yes, sir. The city, you know, was incorporated in 1888, and they had actually marshals, federal marshals that looked after the city until 1908. And in January 14th of 1908, they had the first chief appointed to the city of Long Beach. And so we were awarded a certificate, and in attendance was Chief Calkins, who was the chief in the 70s, Chief Ussery, who was in the early 80s but couldn't make it because he was under with the flu, Chief Ellis, who Chief Binkley was next, then Chief Ellis, Chief Lumen, and then Chief Lance, all attended. So it was great to have those chiefs there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That was a certificate that came from the mayor and the council that illustrates our movement from the marshals into the chief's position. So
very nice. So you're the heir to a long and rich tradition of chiefs.
And, you know, that's the good thing about being part of the Long Beach Police Department in the city of Long Beach is that the city is built on tradition, and that's what the police organization is built on. And I respect that, and I respect those who came before me. So not so much for my benefit, but for those who have served this community.
Yeah.
Wonderful night.
Yeah. Well, I gave the chief a heads up that I was going to ask a question that came from two police officers at a place where I regularly hang out for coffee. These motorcycle officers also take their break there. And so, Chief, and for obvious reasons, I'm not going to reveal their names, but this is a question from two of your officers, Chief.
Yes, sir.
They want to know, how come we are so fortunate in having this incredible guy as Chief?
You know, you said you were going to ask me this hidden question. They're not fortunate for having this wonderful guy. I'm very fortunate for having a wonderful police department with a lot of neat people, and I mean that sincerely. I tell people often when I take this uniform off, I have my shoulders tattooed with the Long Beach Police patch under, and there's a lot of neat people, and it brings me a lot of pride just to get to work with them. So thank you to them.
Well said. Let's look to the future in the minutes we have left. What do you see as the major challenges lying ahead for the Long Beach Police Department and the city of Long Beach?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Art. There's something that I'm dealing with now is that the governor is talking about the release of 22,000 or 24,000 parolees out of the system because of the budget crisis at the state level. Usually in our prison system, a lot of people come from Southern California. So that tells you basically that that may be 22 or some large portion of 24,000 people coming back to Southern California. What you also see is a strange thing taking place is halfway houses. Halfway houses are those places that when they push them out of prison, they have to live at these locations. And you see a number of them going up in our city. You see a number of those happening because with the subprime lending issue that we have, you have houses going into foreclosure. You have entrepreneurs buying these locations and then putting parolees in them. Well, they get paid about $2,000 a head to have a parolee in this location.
Wow.
So if you have a mortgage, a monthly mortgage of $2,000, if you have 10 parolees in there, you see the profit margin. That becomes problematic. Those are some of the issues that I'm going to have to deal with.
Do we need state legislation to stop that from happening?
I think we definitely need to get all the facts. We need to know how many houses we have, not only in Long Beach, but in the region, in the area. And I need to give it to my bosses who are the council to have them address that.
There was a recent publicity about sex offenders in these units. Did the police department weigh in on a position on that?
Well, we don't get paid to weigh in. That's a policy decision. Our job is to make sure that we limit the number of parolees and or sex registrants. And if we can't limit them, then our job is to make sure that we monitor them and stay on top of where they are. Now, the reality is I would like to have a city that had no parolees in it, but that's unconstitutional and we don't have that position. So we are going to have parolees in different locations, but I'd like to make sure that we track them and we stay on top of them.
A lot of people think it's just inappropriate to have sex offenders housed in units within 500 feet of a daycare center.
Well, the law reads currently, I believe, is that they can't be within 2,000 feet of a daycare center, a school, or a church. And then the question becomes, where are those areas? Where are they located within the city? I think that's you're going to hear more about that in the news as we come. But at the same time, we still have to maintain a good relationship with parole because when we are going in to check on parolees, when crime goes up in the area, we look for recidivists. We look for people who have done this multiple times prior. And without a search warrant, the only way we can get into the residence is with a parole officer or parole agent. And they've done a dynamite job assisting us and working with us. So we have an excellent partnership.
And in fairness, we want parolees to return to useful lives in society, so they do need to live somewhere, and we
sure
want to give them a chance.
In other cities, that would be fine.
Okay. We'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk, but first we have to pause for these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
For over 80 years, Community Hospital of Long Beach has served the greater Long Beach community by providing the best medical care possible, with a focus on clinical excellence and a caring, compassionate, personalized approach for every patient. It is our goal to be the community's preferred health care provider, providing a 24/7 rapid response emergency department, a state-of-the-art cancer center, and a free wellness and diabetes program. We are proud to introduce CHLB's new bariatrics program featuring the safe and effective Lap-Band system. Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love ribs.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
You know, we start every Straight Talk show with a one-minute tribute to police, fire, and the military, men and women who every day risk their lives for total strangers. And we pay honor to them because of their service to their communities and to the nation. So I'd like to publicly thank the chief and the men and women of the police department, of course also other public safety, fire department, for their continued service to our city and to the community. And Chief, you mentioned earlier how proud you were of the men and women, and I'm sure it's an inspiration to you and others.
I thank you so very much for even taking the time and allowing us to come up. And you've always been so supportive of our police athletic league and the young kids in our community who are at risk many times. So thank you for just taking a couple minutes to kind of say hey to us. So we thank you for your support, Art.
Thank you. And just a heads up, this is our 15th anniversary of Straight Talk, and we're having a big, fun fundraiser on June 21st, the first day of summer, again, for the benefit of the PAL program. And we're going to invite the chief and some of your command staff to be there, and I hope you can do it as you have in the past. So thank you for joining us for this wonderful show. Give us a call or write us if you'd like to comment about our new, beautiful set here. And we'll see you all next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.